there's like a whole new level of stratification, and now like the top 1% cream of the crop of the country is being essentially like put against each other, you know, and we're getting grades we've never seen before, and it's fine because most schools honor like an honor pass fail system and don't have letter grades, but still, I guess our type A personalities, you know, don't really flourish in that environment, and it makes us more competitive, you know. And I go to Jefferson, which I'm lucky that I go to an institution that doesn't foster competition, and actually they kind of look down upon it and try to diminish it, but not all schools do that, you know. And so you can imagine, like, during the first and second year, when you're still in the classroom setting, and you're still with all your classmates, and it's just, like, the competition is gearing up and up and up and up, but you still have this light at the end of the tunnel that's, like, third year, you know, and you're like, it's okay, because finally third year, like, I'm going to go into the wards and do what I finally, like, wanted to do, you know, my whole life. And then it's interesting because you finish step one and you go to the wards, and then there's, like, this divide that happens, right? Because inherently, being in the hospital is not egocentric, right? But, like, all through grade school and high school and college and even the first years of med school, like, your education is about you, right? Your education is about, like, going to lecture, listening to the lecture, taking your own notes, studying by yourself or with friends, and then a grade that you worked for. And, you know, it was, like, very linear and it made sense, and now all of a sudden you're on a team. And the goal isn't you, it's the patient, right? And so you're being graded on something that's a teamwork, and a lot of it's subjective, and a lot of it's based on personalities, you know? And I'm the same person, right? Like, I'm the same person, my mom and my dad and my friends and at work, you know? And amongst the rotations, I'm still the same person, but my grades aren't the same, you know? And you'll have one grade that's an honors, and you're like, I didn't really think I honored that class. Or then you'll get an excellent on the next one, and you'll be like, I totally worked my butt off, and I thought I would have honored that, you know? And then I got to this realization after my second grade. I was like, obviously grades are totally subjective, and they're not a workable goal. Like, right? Like, your goal needs to be a solid goal that you can work towards and that you can achieve. But if your goal is continuously changing, you can't really work towards, like, a goal that's not tangible like that, or that's so subjective, you know? So I change it to my patients, you know? So as long as my patients get better care because I'm there, my team works better because I'm there, my residents, you know, include me on part of the team. So I always, like, go into a rotation. The first few days, I'll, like, watch how the team works, you know, and I'll just fill in the gaps that need to be. And I very rarely, if ever, get, like, validation for that. But my patients are always like, Roma, like, you were great. You know what I mean? Like, that, irregardless of my grade, is so much more important, right? Because that's what's gonna translate to the real world. But the problem is that most students don't come to that realization, or they're going into a specialty that's so competitive that they're unable to, like, let go of what society asks of them for what they want, you know? And so many people enter third year, like, so excited, and then just totally get burnt out because they work towards this, like, intangible goal or subjective goal of their grade, and then they don't get the grade that they want, even though they work their, you know, with their butt off. And so I've tried really, really hard. Our chapter started a, like, orientation for the students before each rotation that they start, to be like, these are the things that you should do this rotation, this is how you should prep for it, but also, like, just a reminder that, like, grades aren't everything. So in case you guys got your grade from your last block and you're really bummed, it's okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you are who you are, and if your attending doesn't like you or if you don't get along with the residents, that's not on you, that's just, like, how it is, and that's okay, you know? But I think it sucks because your first and second year should be an assessment of your knowledge, and your third and fourth year really should be an assessment of your clinical basis, but most of the time when you're with your patients, no one's watching you, you know? So unless your patient goes back and finds your attending and tells them that you were great, which, like, very rarely ever happens because they don't even know who your attending is, you know, most of the good work that you do kind of gets left unnoticed. And unless you're self-motivating and that's important to you at your core, it gets killed, right? Because it's not what's being positively reinforced. What is being positively reinforced is just your knowledge and, like, getting pimped on rounds and stuff like that. So I think that's a huge part of third-year burnout, find like-minded people. And at a school of 290, where most of the faculty members are really great and really embody that, I wouldn't say all of the students are embody that because we're still in, like, a tunnel vision. So I just find friends who embody that. And if not, I try to distance myself from negative comments. So actually, like, one of my best friends, you know, is amazing, and I love her to death, but, you know, she's so exhausted, and her comments are always like, oh, like, I didn't get taught today, like, my resident didn't teach me, my attending didn't teach me, you know, and And I can't really engage in that conversation because I don't really believe that's the point of third year. Like, I really believe that, you know, all my energy and all of our energy should be focused on the patient, not on us. Like, because, you know, like, you'll see friends who are, like, really unhappy and struggling, so you try to talk them through it, and I think they understand my perspective but think that it's, like, not a reality. Do you know what I mean? They think it's idealistic. They think that humanism sometimes is, like, not whatever, that you won't succeed if you're, like, soft-hearted, you know, and I don't think that that's how it should be at all. It's hard because, like, I have two groups of friends, essentially, the ones who I hang out with and who are, like, my really good friends, but who don't necessarily think that way, you know, and I really can't talk about, like, quote-unquote school with them. Like, we can talk about, like medicine and stuff like that, but their complaints, like, I can't let that in. I can, like, listen to them and empathize and be like, oh, I'm sorry, like, that really sucks, but I can't, like, engage in that conversation because it's so contagious, right? Like, negativity is so contagious.
Inside Stories is an oral narratives project that catalogs the stories of medical students during their journeys through medical school. The podcast is hosted on In Training, the online magazine for medical students. Visit us at in-training.org/inside-stories. Inside Stories is a founding member of Vocalis, the podcast network for medical students. Please listen to our partner podcasts at vocalisnetwork.wix.com/listen.